Since it was created by executive order in 2012, the program has allowed more than 800,000 young people who were brought to the United States as children to remain in the country. Terminating DACA means a deportation of these children. These children will be torn away from their parents and the only home they have ever known. DACA does not only help Latinx families, but it helps families across the globe. Dreamers come from different places and are not represented by one country or region alone. Though many are Latinx, there are tens of thousands of Dreamers from South Korea, the Philippines, India, Poland, the Caribbean region, and 20 other countries. The latest action by the administration not only affects Dreamers, but their families as well. Dreamers are not only worried about getting deported to a country that they do not know, a country that they only know through the stories of their parents, but because DACA granted them an opportunity to help their family, a family that no matter how many jobs it had, still could not make ends meet. For many Dreamers, getting a work permit through DACA was more than just a job. It meant that they would be able to help support their households. It meant that they were now making more money than their parents, even if it was an entry-level job. It meant that they didn't have to be scared anymore. It meant that they could make trips to their parents' countries to see sick grandparents as proxies for their parents who couldn't travel because of their status and witness their grandparents' last breath. Much of the research in the program has shown that DACA increased labor force participation and increased the unemployment rate for DACA-eligible youth. And while DACA did not provide a path to legal status or citizenship, it has offered a chance for young people to come out of the shadows, strive for their dreams, and increase their contributions to their communities. We have 200,000 Dreamers alone in the state of California, 30,000 DACA recipients in New York City alone. To lose 30,000 individuals from the job market will be devastating to New York City. So think about the impact of losing 800,000 from the entire country. So, what can we do today to support the Dreamers? There is a path forward. The National Immigration Law Center is urging the support of DREAM Act 2017, a bipartisan bill that could provide a direct road to U.S. citizenship for people who are either undocumented, have DACA, or temporary protected status, and who graduate from U.S. high schools and attend college, enter the workforce, or enlist in a military program. More information on DREAM Act 2017 can be found at NIC.org. Here are ways you can help. Call your member of Congress. And for more information, visit richmondcf.org. DACA recipient things to remember. Your DACA and work permit will remain valid until expiration date. No new DACA applications will be accepted. DACA issuances and work permits expiring March 5, 2018 must be renewed by October 5, 2017. Traveling outside of the U.S. is no longer available. DACA beneficiaries needing financial assistance for their renewal should send an email to dacafund@gmail.com. On March 1, 2017, the Board of Directors of the Richmond Community Foundation unanimously approved a resolution declaring the foundation and its offices as sanctuary spaces for our community, and we stand firmly behind that resolution today. As an organization that believes strongly in and strives for an equitable society for all individuals in Contra Costa County, we want to assure everyone in our community, especially those directly affected by the end of DACA, that we stand with you. We must ensure that everyone has the opportunity and the access to achieve his or her dreams.